Yeah. All right. Yes, that is Eddie Thigpen from his album Element of Swing. That is the late Ed Thigpen. He passed away a little more than a month ago, so we didn't get a chance to pay our respects to Ed Thigpen by playing his music on In the Groove, but we did just there. And Ed Thigpen was a great drummer, played many years behind Oscar Peterson with that trio. But here you heard him with his own trio and the addition of Joe Lovano really kicking it on sax. And Ed Thigpen really making that version of John Coltrane's Lonnie's Lament, really making it swing. And he did that. That's what he is famous for. So Ed Thigpen on drums, Joe Lovano on tenor sax, Karsten Dahl on piano. Boy, he played a great piano solo on that, didn't he? And Jasper Rodelson on bass. Great album, Ed Thigpen's Element of Swing. All right, let's see. Time now is 6:12. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Got a couple hours of great jazz music here in our new time slot from 6 to 8 p.m. every Saturday. And that's followed up every Sunday with a podcast. So you can check out that podcast by going to www.jazzandbeyond.com. And Claire and I just got back from Florida. Had a great time there in southern Florida down by the Keys. And we spent a day in Miami to check out the jazz scene there. And there's one great jazz club down there called Van Dyke's. 7 days a week they have jazz up there, no cover charge, and the music was outstanding. We saw a great pianist. His name was Silvano Monasteros, playing with the Fourth World Ensemble was the name of his group. Also a great tenor saxophone player in there by the name of Troy Roberts, and we'll be hearing from Troy in weeks to come. As Troy said, he's going to send up some CDs. But while we were at Van Dyke's, Silvano laid us on to a couple of his CDs, and they're really fine albums. We'll feature them on our website. But let's hear from him right now. This is Silvano Monasteros. Thank you. Wow, a very great version there of Softly, one of my favorite standards. I'd love to see how different artists treat that number. And Silvano Monasterios really treated that in a very unique way and showed some great, great chops on piano, too. Softly as a Morning Sunrise. That is from an album that's entitled Jazz Impressions and also features, besides Silvano Monasterios on piano, Mark Egan on bass, with that real Jaco Pastorius sound, yet a sound all his own. And Paul Wertico on drums. Fine album. Piano trio album recorded live, as you heard. Before that, you heard another one from Silvano Monasterios, and that's from his album entitled Fostered. And we heard his composition called Bittersweet. Really fine pianist. He comes out of Venezuela, is where he was born and raised, now resides in Miami. And I believe he teaches at the University of Miami in their music department, in their jazz department. So it was great for him to lay us onto those CDs when we saw him last week. Let's see, we're going to continue on now with some more music. Next up, a Brooklyn artist, jazz artist, a fine saxophone player. His name is Bill McHenry. Thank you. A very haunting composition from Ben Maunder. You heard the name of the track is Echolalia from the album Oceana. And that one features Ben Maunder on guitar, Theo Bleckman on those strange and haunting voice, Kermit Driscoll on bass, and Ted Poor on drums. And before that, you heard another one that also featured Ben Maunder on it, but that one was from Bill McHenry, tenor sax player. And the name of his album is Roses. And you heard the track African Song. And that one was Bill McHenry on tenor sax. As I mentioned, Ben Maunder on guitar, Reed Anderson of Bad Plus fame on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. Paul Motion really has that very unique, very lyrical sound. I really like that combination of players on that one. Bill McHenry, Ben Maunder, Reed Anderson, and Paul Motion. All right, let's see. Time now is 6:46. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging tonight's show. We're going to move right on with some more music. We played a group of Brooklyn musicians in those last two tracks. We're going to continue on with one more. Dan Tepfer, a fine piano player. Actually, you're going to hear from the young and the old. Dan Tepfer, a young piano player, along with a duo setting here with Lee Konitz on alto sax. So we're going to hear one from that now. Thank you. Time now is 7 o'clock, and this is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM. Yeah, it's got its own nice kind of groove, doesn't it? John Patitucci from his most recent release, and I think it was a Grammy nominee as well. Remembrance is the name of the album, and the name of that track is Molly. And that features John Patitucci laying down that bass, Brian Blade on drums, and Joe Lovano on tenor sax. We heard from Joe Lovano earlier in tonight's show. There he is again. Molly from John Patitucci. Before that, we heard from Lee Konitz. We heard a couple from Lee Konitz. The first one we heard, let's start with the top of the set. We heard from Dan Tepfer on piano and Lee Konitz on alto sax. That's a Dan Tepfer release called Duos with Lee. And Dan Tepfer, a fine young pianist. And I think they took that duo combination and brought it to the Village Vanguard for a week. I heard it was quite good. I think actually NPR even broadcast some of that, so that's pretty interesting. Name of that track is Trees. Once again, the name of the album is Duos with Lee. Dan Tepfer on piano, Lee Konitz on alto sax. And we followed that up with a Lee Konitz original recorded back in the late 1940s. I guess 1949 from what I'm reading here. The album is Subconscious Lee. And that one features Lee Konitz on alto sax, Lee Tristano on piano, Billy Bauer on guitar, Shelly Mann on drums, and Arnold Fishkin on bass. That is a very fine album, Subconscious Lee. recorded back in 1949, as I said. It always amazes me that that track was 2 minutes and 44 seconds long. And those old recordings, those old bebop recordings, often were 3 minutes or a little bit less or whatever. And they packed so much music into those 2 or 3 minutes. It's just incredible. So I hope you enjoyed that set. Time now is 7:04. A little less than an hour here left to go here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Let me remind you about my website, www.jazzandbeyond.com. And we broadcast, or I should say podcast, from there. Quite a popular podcast. It's been growing each and every week. It's up to over 15,000 downloads a week. So I'm very happy about that. And I'm very happy about all the listeners that email me or contact me via Facebook or MySpace, because I've got the links there also for you to friend me on those social networking sites. So check that out. Also have a YouTube channel you can that's linked from there as well. You can check out the YouTubes. And yeah, that's it. Check out the website. You can subscribe to that podcast right from that website. It'll take you to iTunes, and you can sync up that podcast each and every week automatically. It'll get downloaded to your computer and synced with your iPod. So it's pretty cool technology, podcasting. You ought to check it out. And you can do that by going to my website, jazzandbeyond.com. So please do that. And while you're there, send me an email. Let me know what you think of the show. All right, we're going to continue on now with a great artist, a piano player who was featured this week on Chris Sampson's fine show, Gravity and Chaos. I think it's on Tuesday nights. And he interviewed VJ. They had a very long, very interesting discussion. And hopefully Chris will post that up on his website so you can hear that. But we're going to hear a couple from VJ Iyer from his latest album called Historicity. And maybe you'll recognize this first track. Thank you. Vijay Iyer from his latest release, Hysterosity. And we heard two from that. The first one you heard was Somewhere, as in Leonard Bernstein's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I hope you recognize that one. He did a very beautiful and very interesting kind of out there treatment of Somewhere. I really dug that one. I love that sound. And that followed by kind of a more straight ahead interpretation of a song. Mystic Brew was the second track you heard, again from the album Hysterosity. And Vijay Iyer's trio consists of Vijay on piano, Stephen Crump on bass, and Marcus Gilmore on drums. We saw that show over at Newport this summer, and it was a really fine show.